Hey, Shay.
All right, so can you hear me now?
I can.
Perfect. Actually, my cell phone was not charged, so that's why I thought to give you a call from my company line.
That's fine.
Perfect. So,
Can you give me one? Because I need to get the rest of the demos up. I should have done this before I called you and had everything ready, and I do not. I
no
apologize.
problem. No problem. No problem.
Let me just grab the. I'm just going to look for Peter's email.
Sure.
On this. Okay. All right, if he shows back up, Matt, throw him out. All right, so we're going to start with VaporCup.
All right, let me
Okay?
open that up as well at my particular site.
All right, so we went with VaporCup V5.
Just give me 1 minute.
Yeah, hold on. I'm getting a new window. I want to get my VaporCup out because this site's going to be really easy for you guys. We're doing almost, I don't want to say minimal changes, but really easy to understand changes.
So you said
Hold
that
on.
you like the V5 and that's what you would like to go with?
Hold on a second. Let me pull this up and I'm going to go over. Can you pull up your V5 and my VaporCup.com? And Matt, shut him out. All right, so can you open up VaporCup.com plus yours and put them side by side?
Yes.
Okay. My kid repeats videos all day, Chase. It is almost maddening because I'm not used to having someone repeat my ear all day. Okay. So I've got my, and I'm going to send you my outline. So after we're done today, I'm going to send you something. They're my handwritten notes. It'll make it a little bit easier to follow.
Of course.
Okay? All right. So we're going to go with the top of your page like it is, but we're not going to use the guy with the hand. We're just going to put the picture. If you look at my header, you see you just have a picture of the cup there?
Right.
So we're just going to put that in the purple smoke.
All right.
Right. And excuse me. The top menu is okay. Matt, you're not going to turn that on right now, are you?
No.
Okay. The top menu is okay, but I want to add the social media links we have, and Carlton will give you those links. You know, the Instagram. Oh, they're up
If
there on the
you,
top.
in the bottom they are.
No, they're on the top too, but they're above the telephone number, and we're not doing a telephone number.
Okay.
So we just want to have the social media links. So it says home, shop, reviews, media, about, support, and then social media links.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right.
All right, and then the main image is just going to be the picture of the cup with that smoke behind it.
Okay.
All right, and then we're going to have above the cup, we're going to put VaporCup 2 digital vaporizer in one line. So you're going to have your top bar line, then it's going to say VaporCup 2.0, or just VaporCup. No, forget about 2.0, just VaporCup with a registered R digital vaporizer.
Okay.
And I'm going to send you something that's going to show more plain than this. But so you're going to have your header. You'll have the title of the product, VaporCup Digital Vapor. We're not going to put VaporCup 2 because I had one pissed off customer who was, I'm going to say he's ridiculous enough to think that he should have got two. We've sold a lot of these things. There's only one person that thought they should get two items. And they wanted to send it back. And in the end, they kept it because it's freaking incredible, actually. And but he gave me a hard time. So then you're going to, below where it says VaporCup 2 Digital Vaporizer, you're going to have the picture of the cup that you see right here, plus
Right.
your smoky image. No guy.
Okay.
And then below that cup, and it could go over it a little bit or not, we're going to have, just like you have VaporCup is the new cool, and you can use that here. I'm going to give you a different tagline, but something's going to go below the cup or towards the bottom of the cup.
Okay.
And then you're going to have the watch video like here, just like here, with not learn more here, just watch video.
Okay.
All right? So that really is the top of this thing. So you're going to put, you know, where it says your logo here. Based on Shopify, that has to say Perfect Technologies for us to ship.
But over here, as we're using basically a different platform, we can create a logo for you if you want.
Yeah, if you want to try and do that, that's great. But it has to tie in, because on our side, when we go to ship, if we don't have the name of the – if we put VaporCup there, it's in Shopify system, it ships as VaporCup to people who maybe want privacy.
Okay.
So you know, you can put Perfect Technologies there, and then like VaporCup in the middle, like I told you, would work just fine, just like my website.
Okay.
All right. Now, as you look at this where it says watch video, maybe we can make that button a little bigger. It's up to you. I'm just giving you some food for thought as you go through here.
On which one, sorry?
You
watch
see,
video?
You're a button. Okay. You have a button that says watch.
All right. I'll basically look into it that according to the same size, once we put the cup there, then whatever size will suit that, we will simply going to use it.
Yeah. Yeah. Fine. Okay. But no, like I said, no telephone. Move down the Instagram, Facebook, all those little icons are just going to come down a little bit. All right. Oh. And then below it, you have, can you hold 1 second? I'm so sorry. Give me one second.
Sure.
Chase, you back?
Yes, I am there with you. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, sir.
Hello? Okay. So then below you go to the reviews, right?
Okay.
On your website says what our customers say, and you have those two reviews, right?
I see three of them. I see Austin Y, Anonymous, and then Anonymous. So I see the reviews.
No, what I'm saying, you got both pages up. You have your page and my page, right?
Exactly.
All right, so let's go to your page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I see two reviews.
Yes. So we're just going to replace where your reviews are with our scrolling reviews.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. So it says real reviews from your customer, 65 reviews to go cost. You're going to do the same thing. Okay.
Right.
And also, as you look at our page, you see that little message us? It floats. Scroll. It's on the right bottom right now. But it scrolls.
Message us,
so
yes.
So it's always there. So we want to keep that. It's always where someone can see that, whether you scroll or does it always is in that position.
Okay. All right. Let me just write it down.
All right. I'm going to send you something, too. So don't worry. You're going to get this with something you can see and reference.
Okay.
All right. So now we go down to your site again. And you see you have the cup with the different things around it, right?
Exactly.
All right, so I want you to, if you can look, we are going to give you this exact same thing right here, except I've changed these
wordings.
Icons. Yes.
Okay.
And either I can tell you, like, right now, or I can just email you, which I'm going to do. But I just changed the – where it says no bad smell. Mine says incredible flavor, great airflow, less odor. You know, I have my own six.
Okay.
All right. And we like the cup there, which is fine like that. But I just want to add a cup picture with the straw in it. You can leave that privacy sleeve there.
Okay.
Right? This one, you see how it's got the sleeve, so it's fine. But I don't really like the red and the blue background behind it.
Okay.
Maybe they can put something else back there. Maybe they want to put some smoke back there like they did above. But anything other than I don't really like this one. And if you want us, maybe we can give you something too. I'll work on something. But I like everything here except for that one thing.
No problem. I'll change that.
Okay. All right. So that all stays. Right, and also Vapor Cup is spelled, you know, vapor, not O-U-R, it's just O-U-R.
Right. It's just basically the initial design, so I'll get it fixed for you.
Yeah. All right, and then scroll down again. So you can see this site is really very similar to what you did. So now you've got the boxes. And if you scroll down on my site, I want you to scroll down, you'll see it says the featured products. So we're going to scroll down past that because you've got featured products below your how to use Vapor Cup. So we're going to go to my how to use Vapor Cup next, okay? So on my website, I want you to scroll past the products. And you see there's some text there. It says the Vapor Cup is an amazing loose leaf vaporizer, right?
Right.
So what I was thinking is to right where you have your thing, it's a 6 cubes, let's say, right? So it says performance. And if you look at my website, you see where it says performance?
Yes, I see that.
All right, so we're going to put the same text above this right here. You're going to put the same text, move it over. And then where it says performance, we're going to leave exactly what you have, but we're going to put our story below it. You just have a nonsense story below it.
Okay.
And it goes for the other one. So if you look, you have Queen Ability, and I have a story. You see my story?
Yes.
So you're going to stick that under Queen Ability. And you don't have to explore anything. You just put the story there.
Okay.
And then the same thing with Discreet Design. I have a story. You're going to stick that in there.
Perfect.
Okay. And all right, so that takes care of this part. Now, I want you to scroll back up a little bit to my featured products.
Okay.
You see my thing is right above the story we just talked about. It says featured products. You see the two vapor cups, the travel pack, and a straw pack.
Right.
So you have best-selling products. So we just make this feature product. Can you just grab my same four items and stick them here?
Sure, I can do that. I can do that.
All right. So that takes care of this whole part right here. Okay. Now.
All right. The products that you see right now on my website that we have created, are they not the same?
They are the same. But our below ours tag into where it has a price and it has the review link. And I think the way ours lays out is I like it, so I want to keep it.
Okay. So you want the exact same thing with the reviews, with the prices, same prices and everything about it?
Same.
Okay.
Same.
Okay. All right.
Now, why choose our products? I dumped that whole thing. I didn't do anything with this. The firing button, all the battery life, nothing. Just dump it out.
On which one, sorry?
So right now we're going down on your website,
mm-hmm.
and we're below, we're going to switch where it says you have three products, I have four products of mine, you're going to move mine over, and now we're going to go below it. On your page it says, why choose our products? And you have some graph, like, lines. So we're just going to get rid of this part.
Okay. The whole part?
The whole part. The battery life, firing button, all that stuff, all gone.
And should we keep the why choose our products there and just remove the...
No.
Okay, remove everything.
Remove it. That whole section goes.
Okay. All right.
All right, and now it says, what our customers say, you're going to repeat the same banner on the top that goes across again here.
Okay. It's the same banner or just the reviews?
Just the reviews, where you see I doubled. If you scroll down on my website, you see
I
doubled.
Perfect.
All right. And then you can see on the about and all that stuff, you can just grab it. Yours is fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to pull that stuff over here to all the links, the about us, the blog, all that stuff.
Okay. So same content would be basically placed with all the pages, including about, testimonials, tips, manual, instructions, everything, right?
All that stuff, yeah.
Okay.
And also sign up for the newsletter. If you have a better way to do that, that would be great. You see, I have it on my bottom right. No one really does it, but if it would be better, it'd be better.
Sure, let me just see. Okay. And then your sign-up, let me just see. Okay. Yeah, so,
right.
So your sign-up is kind of, yeah.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
No problem.
All right, so I want you to, if you can, I want you to go to my website, and I want you to go up a little bit back to where it says featured products, and it shows those four items in the line.
Right.
And I want you to click into the first link, Vapor Cup 2 Vaporizer.
Okay.
All right. So I like my item page. So I don't think we have to change the item page. You keep the item pages the same.
Okay.
All right. So everything here stays the same. All right. So you see you've got the reviews on top. So the item page will stay exactly the same. Everything the same.
Got it.
We're really just giving the first page a refresh.
Right.
All right. So all the item pages the same. And then if you go, can you go to the top of my website, the very top page? Go back to the home and go to the top where it says shop.
Right. I see that.
So click in there. Okay. So
right.
This also can stay the same.
Okay. Same price?
Everything the same.
Okay.
All right, now I want to show you one thing, and we can change this image with you. I want you on this page, I want you to click in again to the Vapor Cup. On the shop page, click into the Vapor Cup itself, the first item for sale.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to make one change here. You see, if you look, there's the additional images below. And you
right.
see there's one image that shows two vapor cups.
Exactly.
It just shown with sleeve and shown without sleeve. We're going to get rid of one of these images because I don't want anyone to think they're getting two vapor cups.
Okay.
It
makes
only
sense.
Happened one time.
Right.
It just shows with the sleeve and without it. It doesn't really say it, or we can note it. We'll figure out something to do here. Shown, you know, I don't want that confusion again. The guy must have been smoking too much weed. That's the problem with weed, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, other than that, that's this whole site. So I think this is going to be relatively easy for you to do. A lot of stuff stays the same. I just want to update to make it look more modern on the homepage. I think you guys did a good job, so feel very good about this.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
All right, and I will send you some backup of this. I'll do a scan of the paper, and I'll send it to you just to be a little backup so you can remember what we talked about. But generally, I think it's what I told you, okay?
I have written down every single thing, so if you think that something was being missing out, you can send this into writing as well. However, there's one thing
okay.
that I need to basically discuss about it. That is the messages
yep.
functionality. So right now, it is basically working out people can basically send you a message and then you can get connected with it. So for that particular part, we will be basically giving you the chatbot feature and you will be having the access because right now the chat feature that you're using, I think that once you're basically logged in through a system or a laptop, only at that particular point you can reply the messages, right?
Yes.
So with the help of, because that is something which is basically being provided to you by Shopify itself, and I think they must be charging you something about it. But however, the chat feature that we're simply going to give you, you can give access
yeah.
to yourself. You can give access to other persons as well. And the best part would be that as you're basically more user-friendly on top of the Texas, then let's say if I come up on your website and if I send you something down on the road and if I'm ready to basically buy the product, and at that particular point, no one is responding us, right? So this
yeah.
will simply going to be losing a sale. So for that particular part, I can recommend you a chat feature. By that particular way, if people are sending you messages through laptops, MacBooks, anything like that, and at that particular point, you are away from your system or laptop, then you don't have to be worried about it because that system would reflect the same messages which is coming up on your particular website onto a text message, and you can reply them with the text message by to the client, and they can basically see the message, and by that way, you will be in connectivity with the client simultaneously.
It's better. Yeah, and also it saved me money because I pay for this monthly, the Chatra. I'm happy to dump it.
Right, and the chatbot that we will simply going to suggest you, that will simply going to cost you a one-time fee, and then you will get two IDs with it. But you can have as many IDs as you want, but I think two would be more than enough for you. I think you will be the one who will be using it as a master access,
yeah.
and then you can give them admin access to the other guy, the graphic guy, right? The B. Carlton, yeah. I think.
Yeah, Carlton.
Yeah, so you can give that to them. And I think that will simply going to save you not only time, but this will increase the chances that if somebody, for sake, is sending you a message, you're not losing it.
No. I think that's great. It's better.
So okay. That is the only part that we need to basically add it up as far as that is concerned. However, everything else that you have said, we will simply going to go ahead and we will simply going to start working on it. And in the next 48 to 72 hours, I will get the changes done for you as much as possible and get back to you. Now, as far as
okay.
The chatbot is concerned, would you be happy with only two particular chat IDs right now at the moment?
Yeah, there's only two people that do it.
Okay, but you can always increase that in the future. So let me just see what's the one-time fee for the chat feature that will simply going to give you the access on the laptops and onto
okay.
the mobile phones as well. Just give me 1 minute.
Okay.
All right, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the installation for the chatbot, which will simply going to be installed onto that particular system, you can modify
yeah.
the theme, you can modify the colors, the icon, everything about it, and that will give you two
yeah.
accesses for the next 24 months, which means for the next 24
yeah.
months, you don't have to pay anything extra, and that will going to cost you
yeah.
a one-time fee, $12.99.
Yeah, I'm in.
Perfect. So I'll just go ahead and I'll simply going to add it up for you on that particular part. And as far as just the revisions are concerned, I have almost what we have discussed today was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, almost 17 pointers, 18 pointers that I have written it down. However,
okay.
if you could send me the copy of what exactly you need the changes to be, that will be fine. If not, then trust me, I've pretty much got everything that you've just said right now. But for sake, if you're missing anything out, you can let me know and we can go ahead and we can do that for you.
Okay, perfect.
All right, now, anything else apart from these things?
Yeah, well, I've got the two other sites. So if you're ready, we can go on to the next one.
Sure, let's just go to the next one.
Okay. Because I think we're right where we need to be. I think you guys are doing a great job. I think we're going to be easy to work with you. All right. So next, I'm going to bring you. We're going to do dingbats.com last. So let's bring up Weed Entertainment. And for Weed Entertainment, do you want to say Matt? Okay. So for Weed Entertainment, let me get my version up here. Hold on 1 second. And it's so crazy. Every time you get a little bit of a headache, you've got to go test for coronavirus, right?
Oh, which words did you like?
We're going to go for this is Weed Entertainment. Is version Weed Entertainment version? Let me see if it's one or two. Hold on. Version one.
Just give me a minute. Let me open it up.
All right, let me get my website up there, too. Hold on. Let me get my...
So you said the B1?
B1.
Okay.
Let me get... Can you pull up our Weed Entertainment, too?
Let me open it up. Just give me a minute. So I'm just opening up your particular website. So that is weedentertainment.com, right?
Yes.
Give me 1 minute.
We started to have a wake and bake with the doctor. Can you imagine?
Oh.
We really couldn't.
So.
I was going to say. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No. We started to do it. Everyone's all excited, and we really had a very hard time to. I'm trying to show menus where I'm going to go shopping, and we couldn't get it really to show on the screen very well. So it got put off. You know, you got screen flicker. I got to try to figure out that. So anyway, so we think the top of yours is good. We're going to give you an image for, you see you have a top banner image, right?
Yeah, I see that.
We provide So we're going to give you a picture to go here, and I'll have that for you, you know, tomorrow. We're just doing some modifications right now with the text and stuff like that. We're going to give you this image, okay?
Okay.
It's just pictures of like 100 strings that are the best strings possible, and it's like right from the video. We cut it right from the video. And my question for you is, we want to keep the – you see I have a green banner on the top?
Yes, I do see that.
Your logo. So everything up here is okay, but we want it to be not green, meaning just the same color as the picture we give. It's just build it into the picture.
Mm-hmm. So you want the same logo, but the color should be changed.
Well, we're going to give you this picture. The Weed Entertainment logo, you can put up whatever you want to, but you're going to see that we're going to give you where, let's say, of the picture, 75% is image, and the top 25% is just going to be black for text.
Okay.
And we're still playing with that at this point, meaning that's what we're working on right now. And so this pretty much stays the same, just no green bar.
All right, perfect.
All right, so it's just going to be the same as the background.
I'll change the color.
Change the color.
Okay.
Okay. Now, underneath you have the four videos. So we're thinking to put a title that says recent reviews and putting the last four videos that we did up here.
Okay.
And all these are really good ones. The Lacron, Italian Ice, Blue Cheese. If anyone gets any of these things, they pick really good strains. They were on my website. These are incredible strains. Now, the About Us, we are going to put the About Us up on the top, but we're not going to put it here. We're going to move straight down next to categories. So we're taking this About Us out.
Okay, just give me 1 minute. All right. So after the video part on the About.
Matt, can I get you, do we leave this here as a smaller text? Take it out. Yeah, I think we take it out too. And we're going to just move up your next thing, which is the categories. We're going to get rid of the Weed Entertainment. Just get rid of that whole part, the About Us.
All right. So the About Us would be removed from our website, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
All right. Now we have categories. That's on your website. That's the next thing, right?
On my website, I see the home, the about, the top strain lists, video reviews, and contact. On the very top. I'm looking at the V1.
Yeah, V1. Let me start back up here. So we know we're going to turn that big image into, or we're going to give you an image,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And then below it, you have the four recent reviews. You can
right.
see them. They're 1, 2, 3. That's going to be the scroll.
The latest videos.
And then we're going to remove the About Us, and we're just going to move up the next part, which is categories, just like you have it.
All right. Perfect.
All right, now the images that go into like Lacron, Italian Ice, you put images back there. We're going to give you images of these flowers.
Okay.
All right, because I don't know who these people are, and better just to put the flower, the images of the flower there.
Got it.
We'll give you all these images.
Got it.
Okay. So we're down to categories. So for the categories are changed up a little bit. So we're going to have new videos. So someone who wants to see the new videos, those are going to be the newest videos.
Okay.
So that would be just like the what's the right word? The uploads. So all the videos, you know, you'd start with the newest one to the oldest one, maybe. Something like that. That's where I think all the videos, actually. New to old. And then for the, let's say you have a second big one over there. See where it says Ubala?
Yes.
So that's going to be LA's best strains comparison videos.
So it's LA best comparison video?
LA, S, best, we could say marijuana strain comparison video. So, because if you're going to see, if I'm going to show you, if you go to my, I want you to go to one more website. Go to YouTube Weed Entertainment.
Okay. All right, I'm on it.
All right, let me get there, too. I'm doing it right now. I'm dying without posts, by the way. Everyone's asking, are you okay?
I can understand that particular part because you were so used to it, posting everything and everything on a daily basis, so I know like how the fans will be feeling right now.
Yeah, they're up there. They're still, are you okay? Are you okay? And I, you know, they aren't striking me right now. Even when they do, they just take down videos.
Mm-hmm.
And but we're not posting until all the strikes go. If you have two strikes, how do you get a, you know, allow them to give you a third strike, right?
Right.
I don't even know what in the end of the day. So if you look at my Weed Entertainment, you look, the first one says upload. So this is the all the uploads in the order. So that's
mm-hmm.
actually new video. So that's the first box on
okay.
where you're in your categories. The first one, new videos, could be uploads too, however you want to do it, whatever you think works good. You see, you have the one scroll across. That's all of them.
Right.
And then if you go to the second, which is LA's best comparison videos, I'm going to give you a list of all these. Like here. If you go down to, let's say, column 4 on my website, you'll see it'll say Weed Entertainment Strain Reviews. Then it says LA's Best 100 Marijuana, LA's 100. You see those? These are all going to
yes.
be a lot. So it's going to be a list of those, and I'll give you a list of these. So that's where they're going to get loaded to.
So that's
the
second
that
one on the category, right? After the first category was the new videos, or we could write it down, the uploads. And the second one would
yeah.
be the LA's Best Marijuana Strains, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
All right, and then as you on your website, as you go down to the second one where you have Zoink,
right?
Right, we're gonna put down Weed Entertainment 420 Cannabis Awards.
All right,
and you can see on my website. You see on column 3 on column 3 on YouTube Weed Entertainment. You see where it says Weed Entertainment Cannabis Awards. I have artwork for this.
420.
Pull a card.
Yeah.
So
do you want me to write do you want me to write the 420 Cannabis Awards or?
No, we're going to give you artwork for all this stuff.
Okay.
This is just the thumb from the video.
Perfect. Okay, I got the third one now as well.
All right, fourth one is LA's Best Dispensaries.
Let me just.
And we'll give you a video that goes there. These get hit a lot. The LA's Best Dispensaries, the Las Vegas Best Dispensaries, I bet you it's the number one in the whole world for Las Vegas dispensaries. It's got a lot of views, man. So,
okay.
And then, so the fourth one, the fifth one, so you got three on the bottom, 420 Cannabis Awards, Weed Entertainment 420, then LA's Best Dispensaries, and then the next one is Las Vegas Best Dispensaries.
And
so
then,
that covers categories. You see where that takes those five boxes? We're just changing them up a little bit.
So the first one was the category, which was the new videos and the uploads.
Yeah.
The second one was
yeah.
the LA's Best Marijuana Strains. Third one was
yeah.
the Weed Entertainment
Comparison
Cannabis Dispensary. Awards. And then the fourth
yeah.
one was the LA's Best Dispensaries. And the fifth one was Las yeah. Vegas Best Dispensaries, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So now, hold on one second.
Sure.
All right, so now you're down to video where it says video reviews.
Yes, I do. I'm on it.
All right, and so what I wanted to do here, wait a second, continue from page 2, categories. So I wanted to have one thing here that said most, how can I do this? I've got three. So the big one, most watched videos.
Okay.
Most watched.
So the video reviews would turn into the most watched video reviews?
Videos,
or?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, and so right here you have some comments here, and we're not so worried about that. So I'm going to just leave that part out here because they're going to be attached to the videos themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not so worried. So you're going to have one big one here that's going to say most watched videos, and that'll just be by the one that's got the most views, you know? Whatever's
right.
got the most views in the top. All right, next below it you have three more boxes, right? You see them? You have the three guys smoking or two guys smoking and some leaves.
Right.
Right? And so for those, hold on a second. Location. Okay, so that goes here. So I was hoping to get these into reviews by cultivator. Right,
okay.
So let's say someone wanted to. So this is, I have a question for this because what I was going to do is I was going to have one that like says review by cultivator, and then I wanted to do one that was like cultivators A to B because let's say, hold on, and I should have done this the same day I did it because now I'm confused because when I did it I started making a list. And I wrote down all the cultivators, and I realized I ran out of space.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Reviews by cultivator. Okay. So my question is, and I do have a question, is I wanted to have some way to do it where, let's say that I had 20, like, cookies. I mean, you don't, maybe don't know a lot of about weed, but cookies is, like, really big.
Okay.
And so I wanted to be able to have something where you could have A, B, C, D, E, F, D, and someone could click the C and see all the ones that are by C. Could we do something like a cultivator by alphabet? I have a picture that someone else did it that way. I have a picture I can send you.
You're asking about a certain filter kind of thing by which it could be segregated, the videos, everything about it, from alphabetical way, right?
Yeah.
See, this is something which is possible. But, of course, this will something which needs to be created on the back end of the website. And either you could basically do it by alphabetically, or you could do it it will have all the three, four features. People can go ahead and people can basically see the most reviewed. People can basically see the most watched. People can also go ahead and search it by the most alphabetical way. And they could also see from new to the old one and the top to the bottom as well. So 5-4 functionalities were simply going to be filtered out, and we can create that for you.
All right, what about by, because I think like with cookies, let's say I have a 50s cookies review. So let's say that I wanted to have one thing that reviews by brand. So someone could just push go in by alphabet, put cookies, and all the cookies videos would be there.
Yes, we can add the brand as well.
Okay. So that would be somehow everyone is going to go under in these three boxes where it says video reviews. So you're going to have the main one, and then these three, we're going to have the other, you know, how to search by brand, how to do that. It would go here, somewhere, however you do it.
Okay. All right, so I'll segregate that particular page, and I'm going to add this particular section. What will be the name of it?
One more time, I'm sorry.
What will be the name of this particular section? Because I'm going to have to basically segregate
okay.
that particular part. So what will be the name of that particular section that you would like to give it to?
You would just call it Review by Cultivator?
Review by?
Cultivator.
Can you spell that?
Cultivator. C-U-L-T-V-A-T-O-R.
Perfect.
That's what they call the people that grow weed.
Oh, okay. All right, I got it.
Okay, and then below this, where it says our testimonials.
Mm-hmm.
So here I wanted to put some vapor cup reviews.
The same one from the site?
So, I was thinking too, well, here's what I'm thinking. I want to have, so if you go to weedup.com and you see where it says vapor, go to Vapor Company, it says Wake and Bake with the Doctor. Then it says, watch today's video on YouTube. And then below that, it says Cannabis Awards. And to the right, it says Vapor Cup 2 Review.
Right.
So I wanted to put the Vapor Cup 2 Review there, where it says 933 clients love us.
Okay.
And then next to it, is there any way we can put a link that will let them click to VaporCup.com to buy it?
Underneath that?
Next to it, to the right, so they're just side
absolutely.
By side.
Absolutely. We can basically add a hyperlink towards it. So by that particular way, the people who are watching the video, if they would like to basically buy the product, we can say, like, click here to basically buy your Vapor Cup right now.
Matt?
No, okay. It should supposed to be, okay, when you click, okay, Vapor Cup, okay, review, and then, okay, the link directly goes to VaporCup.com with the video.
Yeah, that's
right.
What you said.
Yeah, and then, okay, so in the VaporCup.com, side of the video, there is a buy button.
So in the video, you want the buy button?
No. It's okay. When you click, VaporCup, review, that link, it is a video link. Okay, the link goes to VaporCup.com. One page over there. One page over there is the VaporCup.com page. The page is, that's the video. And like a YouTube, side of the video, there's a big, item. And then, down there is the buy button.
Okay.
You understand what he's talking about?
Yes. So somehow, let me just elaborate that. So let's say if I'm coming up on your website, I will click on that particular review video. That will simply going to open up the video. But on the other hand, it will also going to allow me to click on that Vapor Cup website and go directly to buy the item.
When you click, Vapor Cup review, and then the link, goes to VaporCup.com. There's a one page of that video. It already goes to VaporCup.com out of this WeEntertainment.com.
Oh, okay. So the video will not play on the main website. It will directly take them to that particular video, and then the video will play on VaporCup.com, and then they will have the option to buy the product.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, that could be done.
And then below this, I just wanted to add in the banner right below these where you do this, the scrolling reviews from VaporCup.com.
Okay. We can add that.
All right. And then you're next year, because we're at the very end right now, you have your contact information, which really should only be your name and email address. No one's given their telephone number, address, zip code. So can we have I don't know if it should be a join our mailing list. You see how they have the contact? I just want something smaller to try and collect names and email addresses.
So I'll just basically get it short enough for you, and then I'll basically add it up, and I'm also going to have a sign-up functionality over there as well, okay? Or newsletter subscription or anything about it.
Yeah. Okay, and now we're to the bottom. So your bottom is okay. We're going to give you an image to go in here, and you're just going to add in the Weed Entertainment to the bottom. But we're going to give you a picture, a collage of buds, because if I remember correctly, this guy I think is the Strain Hunter. So we don't want to use his image. And so we're just going to give you an image here. And that's really this whole website. And
That's the homepage.
That's the homepage. Yeah, the back end, you've got to do it where how these things link to and all that.
Right.
Yeah. But that's the general front page. Everything else will flow from there. But that's as far as I got you today. Okay?
So
to Dingbat.
Yes, before we even basically go over there, so I got all the pointers for the Weed Entertainment as well, and I got the pointers for that particular part. Now, the one thing that we have to basically create once we are basically building up the backend of the website. That is the filter part, which can be searched by alphabetics, brands, top, new to old, and any single thing that you're simply going to let us know, they can search the cookies from their particular part. So for that particular part, we have to create it. And let me just see.
It's really by brand and strain is really the main point to search for, brand strain.
Brands and strains. All right, just give me a minute.
Yeah, and also, you know, if they can do it, because all these things, most of them have indica, sativa. I don't know if you even know what these are.
Right,
indica,
right.
Sativa, or hybrid. Those are the three types of flowers. It's not really, really important, but a lot of people like that. I don't believe. I think it's just a bunch of baloney, actually. But those would be the main thing. It's brand, strain, and indica, sativa, hybrid. If you need me to spell them, I can do that.
No, I have
it. Matt, you want to say something?
Yes. Okay. Actually, okay, the brand name, we have 150 around that much.
You mean cultivators?
Cultivators. So, okay, I don't know, okay, what is the best way. First, we was thought about that is we have a button over there and then link to another page. But I don't know, okay, like you said, you talk about the filter, but that's the one. So, yeah, there's so many options to do.
Okay. See, I would not suggest you to basically give so many third-party links or pages which are being opened up to the clients, because that will simply going to ruin the experience of your particular website. So which is why we will keep the system over here, no matter if it's 150 products, if 150 brands, or 250 or 500. Once we basically create the filter, you just have to provide us the name or the file for that particular brand, and we will attach it to the back end of your website, so by which customers could basically see it.
Yeah, I'm going to do all that for you. Don't worry, I've got that already started already. I have strain list, all the cultivators, and I'll put every strain underneath. I'll give you all that information, Martin, Excel.
All right, so for that particular filter, anything else you would like to add on the filter? I'm adding up four things, the brands, the strains, the indica, the sativa, and then you'll be giving me the names, so by that
hybrid.
Way.
And hybrid.
Hybrid, right.
Yeah,
so,
there's three, indica, a hybrid.
Okay.
Most things are hybrid right now, most of them.
Okay. So I was simply going to add it up. And meanwhile, once we speak, I've already texted the development team to let me know the bottom line for this particular functionality to be added on, because that was simply going to take us like hours to go ahead and add it up. And then it is basically a one-time functionality that will stay there. And once the website is live, and if you would like to remove the brands, add the brands with the time, you guys can do it by yourself as well. So it's just the one time that we have to create it, and then after that, you can manage it by yourself.
Okay, great.
All right, now let's just move to the Dingbat.
Yep, last one. All right, let me pull my website up. And
all right, one more thing, Michael. Would you like to add the chat feature on this one as well, or no?
It's, yeah, why not, right? Yes.
See, if you are getting the access for the chat on a cell phone, because you travel a lot, right? So you cannot keep the laptop open every single time. So if somebody's coming up and they're sending you any message or they just wanted to get it connected with you, you can reply them.
Wait a second. So let me ask you a question. So there definitely should be, because I get on my website, my website's info at Weed Entertainment. That's where they email to. So if you wanted to add something that says, have a question, email info at Weed Entertainment, that's good enough. Because,
okay.
I'm selling stuff, so I want to contact the customers right away because I want them to buy. With Weed Entertainment, you can't even imagine how many people email me coming into L.A. this weekend. What do I buy, Doc? Like every day.
Then let's just skip the chat feature, because that is something which is an additional cost to it. And I don't think so that we really need the chat feature on the Weed Entertainment, because the email would work fine, as you're saying.
Yes. Yeah, leave it. Email is fine.
Okay.
All right. Here's the rest of this one. Okay, and I've got that list. All right, so let's do Dingbats. Let me pull up my dingbats.com. This one's easy, too.
So,
I'm very excited about it.
Did he actually like it? I'm really pleased with the comments that he provided me today, that he really loved the website. So which one he liked it, the Wii one or the other one?
Here's over, and this is the one that I think I need more help from you. Let me pull up my website first.
Okay.
And let me get mine up first. And then let me get yours up. Hold on 1 second. Let me get rid of this. It's done. I don't need this one at all.
And your website was dingbats.com?
Yes.
Okay.
And so we simplified your site really greatly. I mean, like, incredibly greatly. So, and I want some help on this because I'm not really – I'm going to send you a bunch of images. This one you're going to have a lot more play than on the other ones, meaning that this one I really want more help a little bit.
Okay.
So I've got your website up. Let me just get my own – I got my – let me just put it on another browser. Here you go. All right, so we pick version 3.
Okay.
So Matt, let me ask you a question. Should we keep the plain tees? I mean, let me ask. So can you go to my website?
Sure, I can.
I want you to click kids t-shirts.
Okay.
And you see how we have all these printed t-shirts. And I'm telling you, the t-shirts are really nice. These are custom-made shirts that are with the finest materials. The prints are sparkled and soft. I mean, they're not hard. I really spent time to get these things. God knows me, I want things perfect in life. And so if you look, scroll down, you see we brought in blanks to reprint what sold well. But I'm selling the plain t-shirts for $3 less. Do you think that I should not sell the plain t-shirts and just sell the printed t-shirts, or this is just a general question? See how they have the plain ones?
Do you have the quantity with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so why not basically add it up? Because, well, what exactly are you simply going to do by keeping it at home, right? So you never know, the customer is coming up, they want the printed one or they want the basic one. So if they have more options, then there are basically more room by that way they could basically surf around and they could basically pick up the best one. Or maybe sometime they're buying the two printed one and one simple one.
Okay, so you will have Carlton's going to give you all the – so then we have all these things already on Excel spreadsheets with descriptions and everything because we sell some of the shirts on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all the templates done to do that, and we're going to forward you all this information. So if you think that – so if we're on my website. So let's go to your website, and we're going to go across, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to start on the top, all right? So – really, we're looking for a very simple website because we think that we're going to have one boys page with all the items, one girls page with all the items. That's it. And then those two pages, you're going to go into an item page to buy it. So there's only really one boys page, one girls page. And the way we're going to do that is, so you look on the top, it says your logo. So we're going to add a Dingbats logo in here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so as you look on the out and you have the headers up on the top, which I think are fine, no issue, and I'm going to give you an about us story, okay?
Okay.
And as far as the framing goes, because our, you know, the framing, let's say you see where the duck is and where you have unicorn, you see the outside pattern? We're going
right.
to give you something featuring our artwork for that. If you look at our girls' T-shirts or our boys' T-shirts, you see how we have these little birds and ladybugs, and so rather than have something that's not from the website, we're going to do something very similar to what you did but using our own artwork, and you guys can also try that.
Okay.
Because I think that the way that looks right now is just too baby, where mm-hmm. our stuff, yes, it's young, it's only 2, 4, 6, actually, but the watches skew a little bit older, so I want it to be a little bit more of our art. So we're
okay.
going to keep the same color scheme, but we're going to just do a framing with our art. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, also, you on the top, you have three images. You have a big image with two boys with their arms around each other, and then you have two images on the right, right?
Right.
So the first image is going to be either a picture of just Dylan that I'm going to give you, and then when you click in, it'll have a story about me and Dylan. I'm the father. I'm taking care of my special needs child. We hope you like the items. I'm going to talk about the items, and that'll be where this first big picture clicks into. And I hope that motivates people to buy, okay?
Sure.
So I'm going to give you an image for here, okay? Now, as you look at two smaller images on the right, the top one's going to be an image for girls, which I'm going to give you an image to go here. And the bottom one's going to be an image to go to see all boys. So if you click these links, you're going to come up to a page that's going to have all the T-shirts, and then right below it, all the watches.
Okay.
Or all the watches and all the shirts, however we do it. We're going to just put them all on one page.
And the shorts.
And the shorts. So we only have three items, actually. T-shirts, watches, shorts. But all the girls on one page, all the boys on another page from this link right here, okay? All right, so now if you scroll down and you look below it, it says free shipping, right? We actually have free shipping. So if you have, I think these icons are kind of baby. So if you want to look at other icons or just put free shipping, that's fine. I don't want to use these icons that are here. But our three below, we're going to put free shipping, friendly. We don't have 24/7 support, so we're just going to put friendly customer support.
Okay.
And highest quality materials. We do offer a money-back guarantee, but I don't think that I want to put that. That's going to be down into our policies.
What was the third part, Michael, on the big saving?
Highest quality.
Highest quality, okay.
Highest quality materials you could put down, right? Or just highest quality. What do you think, Matt?
Oh, okay.
Because highest quality. Highest quality.
Yeah.
Highest quality.
It's not about a watch.
Materials. Yeah, but I'm telling you, if you look at the stuff we made, I want to try and get some of the samples over to you guys to take a look, because you got to realize how nice these things actually are. I don't think that pictures do justice for how nice the product actually is. It's incredibly nice.
And I believe
I really spent a lot of time and effort. I told you I lived in Hong Kong for 10 years. I'm a 30-year woman, and I made these to be as nice as I could ever make them. It wasn't about money. I'm not making any money on these things. These are the shirts cost $20 to make, and I'm selling them for $20.
Right.
So I know you go into business to make money. I hope I would do that as I could reduce costs, and we'll see how that works out. Probably not, but right now nothing's cheap. Anyway, so let's go down. So there's only three little things on the bar below.
On the money back, would we keep the money back there?
No, I'm taking that away.
The
money back guarantee, there is a money back guarantee, but that's going to be down in the policies at the bottom.
Okay. All right, so now we're talking about the categories. The top categories, the bestseller, new products, featured.
Yeah. So we're going to put one button that says Shop Boys. And I don't know if you can do whatever they click, it's going to go to the same page. But maybe if you wanted to do it, they could ship Shop Boys and all Shop Boys would be there. But below it, if you could put like a drop down, watches, T-shirts, shorts.
Subcategories.
Yeah, so this way it would just take them to that part of the page. They're all on the same page.
Okay.
All right, and the second one is Shop Girls. Same thing,
same.
Watches, T-shirts, shorts.
Okay.
Watches, T-shirts, shorts.
All right.
Okay, and that's all. That's it.
Okay.
And then as you look at the items, like right here, you have a picture of four items. And what we were thinking to doing is just having a box for boys' watches, for boys' T-shirts, and boys' shorts, just a picture. So they click them, it goes to the same place. But it's just an icon, so they can click it rather than that. It's going to take it, but we'll give you a picture for that.
Okay. And what part are you talking about right now after categories?
To the right of the categories, you have images.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you, and you have four images there, but we're only going to do three and make them maybe a little bigger.
Okay.
And so the three, you're going to have two rows. One's going to be a row of boys. So there's going to be three images there. It's going to be a watch in the first one, T-shirt, and shorts. And we'll give you those pictures.
Perfect.
I mean, and then the same thing, right below that exact same thing, we're going to do the same thing for girls. It's going to have a girl's watch, girl's T-shirts, girl's shorts. So right here, you see you have a mix of, you have a blue flame watch, you have a tiger, you have a sucker bar. But these are going to separate. One row is going to be boys. One row is going to be girls.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And then we're going to go down all the way to the bottom, and you're down to your support already. That's it. That's the whole website.
Okay. Perfect. And did you like the pictures that we have put down for Dylan's, like on Boys Collection, 40% off, and then you utilize that, but
yeah,
we will be needing more pictures.
I did like them, but what I think is, what I want to do is, because I'm going to send you more pictures, because we really, and as far as 40% off, we maybe can incorporate that for a grand opening, you know, buy this. I want to do a little more thinking. I'm going to send you more lifestyle pictures. Like I spent yesterday, you've never probably been there, but if you come to L.A., I'm telling you, there's a place called Descanso Gardens. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. So I took pictures of Dylan there. And so he's going to be, if you click into the item page, you're going to be able to see that we have images of kids in the clothing. And you can also put them on the page wherever you want, where you, like you have, Boys Collection 40% off. So you could do something like that, but it's really not 40% off. It would just be an image of Dylan helping sell, right?
Right.
Like a lifestyle
right.
image.
Exactly.
And so, yes, I'm going to give you a bunch of images of Dylan. You can crop them, do whatever you want. And he's so cute, actually, in real life. If you see him, you're like, oh, my God, how did you do that? He's real cute.
Exactly.
And
no doubt.
So the hope is that people understand they're helping this kid if they buy something from the site, and then they get the items, and it's really nice, and they – you know, we do more social media. So, but generally, I'm going to let you, you know, try and make it, because remember something, this is to help a kid with autism site. And so you can have some play to try and how do we have a link that, you know, that says, you know, maybe it just goes into when the main image, when you click in, you have more images of Dylan in the main image. If you click it, it's got a picture of me telling the story and then more images below or something like that. But you can use the images you want on the sides, you know, like where you have these bears, you could have a picture of Dylan looking in or something like that. I want to give you the opportunity to Dylan this with Dylan images.
Okay.
I'm telling you, when you get the pictures, you're going to see, because I'm going to send them to you in a few minutes. I have those.
Perfect. Sounds good.
And use them, all right? He needs help. Dad's only got 20 years to go, and I'm a dead man already. I hate to say that. That's so scary. But you get old, and I really have to support this kid forever.
I understand that.
I just can't even say thank you. Thomas said so many nice things, how you were touched by the story, and you really are helping support a autism child for life. So it's very touching to me. Thank you very much.
See, even though God forbid if anything in case happens to you, then don't worry about it. We're surely going to take care for him for all the things that we're basically about to do and make this business particular successful. So by that particular way, he can run his own particular show.
Yeah, and also, like I said, we want to buy your marketing services. You know, I told Thomas, we want to be in business with you. So, when I picked, I had a lot of choices. And so I'm very – feel at this point I'm really in the right place. You know, you beat out a lot of people actually. And I didn't pick just based on money. Actually, Thomas was really great on the phone, really wonderful.
Thank you for that.
He also said one thing, and he really said, listen, I'm working with this guy for a long time. He really liked the story, and he's really working on your things. He's the guy. And so I'm the guy. I hate to say that. I'm the boss. And so missing up a little bit. You have no idea how important this Dingbats project is to me. I have a good life, and I don't know how to fix this problem. So I really need help, and Chase I'm telling you, someone's looking down on you. Thank you very much. I'm saying it again. I'm really touched. Thank
No problem about it, Michael. See, it's not just always about the project, about the money, or about anything in terms of the benefits. It's just about the care and the relationship that that has been basically done. I'm pretty sure that whatever we are basically been doing for you, we will surely not going to disappoint you at that particular time. And I'm going to be sending you a video. I'm going to shoot a video, and I'm going to send that to you so that you could have a peace of mind that all the videos, the content, everything is being done from our side, and it's basically saved at the backup. So once the time comes, we will simply going to go ahead and start posting out the videos once the development has been there. So the things are basically going on the right track.
Yeah.
Now,
and also one last
thing.
I want to say, you're going to get more sites from us because I have other businesses. But one thing I don't know if I even spoke with Thomas or you about at all is, do you ever get into Vegas at all?
To be honest, I've basically never visited the Vegas, but I wish to because I told you, like, I got married last year. So after then the marriage time, the office and then the home and everything about it is it's like too much for me because sometimes we are sitting in the office for 11 hours, 12 hours as well because we are taking projects and we are outsourcing them as well. We are also taking projects from all around, not only from U.S., but from Australia, U.K., Canada, Dubai, everything about it. And we have an office in making in Dubai. So we're just basically planning to basically get the ball rolling for everything. But if in case, ever if I get a chance, we're surely going to touch base back with you in Las Vegas.
Yeah, because I own – I don't want to sound all Heidi. This is just one lucky thing. I own one of the main bars in Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
Oh, great.
And you're called Numbar, and my brother runs it. I don't really do anything. I'm a partner, and we opened this thing like 13 years ago, and we're right across from the Coliseum where all the acts play, and after people go see the show, they show up at our place, and all our drinks are named weed names that we serve out of bongs. It's the greatest. So if you ever make it to Vegas, I could promise you people that go there, this place is there for so many years because people, they love it, and so I'd like to just buy it. So you can meet up with all. If I'm in town, you'll meet me. But if not, my brother will probably show up and meet you and greet you. And he is really something. But anyway, we have more projects for you. I want to feed you a little bit. I appreciate what you're doing for us.
No problem, sir. And thank you very much for the offer. I'm pretty sure to avail it whenever it's possible, whenever the right time basically comes up. As far as the other projects are concerned, we will surely going to love to go ahead and take care for them. However, the prices which were being given to you back time by Thomas because he has some authority, but not the full authority. I be the CDO for the company. I can surely go ahead an extra mile and get you some discounts because, as I said, it's not always about the money. It's not always about the relation. It's about the respect and the care and the generosity that we are basically creating right now to get this particular project up in line for the longer run.
Thank you.
Now, Now, for the Dingbat, I think we should really get the chat feature because you never know. Parents will be coming up. They might be asking any questions, anything about it. So I think chat feature would be a must for the Dingbat, and we should really basically get it done.
Okay.
Now, I think I've got all the changes and everything about it. Unfortunately, like, Peter was not available today. He basically came in, but he went early. But by tomorrow, I'm going to basically put all the changes in pipeline and get the things done for you. Now, I've also got the price for the feature of the listed that we have to basically create on the Veed Entertainment one. And they were giving me the price $2,200, but I've bring it down to you for $1,500, which is a one-time. And as I said, you can manage and you can add subcategories onto it or make the function work according to the way you want it. And I'm going to teach you how you can do that once the website goes live.
Okay. So do me a favor. I want to have another discussion with you about this in a few minutes. I want to finish up with Matt here, and we're going to go back because I want to make sure we're on the same page. I just don't want to have that conversation right this second. We'll have it in a second, okay?
No problem, sir. No problem.
All right. So do you have any other questions for me, Chase? I'm going to buzz you back. If you're leaving, we'll talk again tomorrow morning.
No problem. You can give me a call back. I'm still in the office for another hour.
Okay, I'm going to call you back, all right?
Perfect. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay.